I'm Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. April is Alcohol Responsibility Month. Underage drinking and underage cannabis use can interfere with how kids' brains grow, and it negatively affects their emotional well-being. And now is a great time to talk with your kids about making healthy choices and saying no to harmful behaviors like underage drinking. Modeling responsible ways to cope with stress are important. For resources, visit AskListenLearn.org.
Dave Moore on Today FM
is the brilliant Lee Mead, who's about to star in Barnum the Musical at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Lee, good morning to you.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Yeah, I feel very lucky to be on your show today. It's my first time on the station and your show, yeah. Well, so thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Thanks for coming on. And I'll tell you what, you picked a good day because, as I said, we're counting down the 100 greatest Irish songs ever, as voted by tens of thousands of our listeners. But if I had to put you on the spot, I'm sorry to do this straight away in our interview, but if I had to put you on the spot, would you have a favourite ever Irish song?
Well, I love the Cause, but they've got beautiful songs. But I think I'm a massive U2 fan as well. Oh, wow. It's a bit cliche, but With or Without You, I've sung that in my concerts live, and I've recorded it on a previous album as well. But I love Bono and Edge and the band for years. So I'd say With or Without You is just that paradox song of, you know.
Yeah.
Amazing melody and simple lyrics. I think the best songs have got the most simple melody and lyric, but that's probably one of my favourite songs ever.
A great shout, Lee. In fairness, a really good shout. And it's one of those songs that I think will be very high up on the list. I mean, obviously, I said we're at number 82. Once we get into the top 20 and top 10, it's going to be unbelievable. If you love the Cause, Lee, by the way, stay where you are because I might have a surprise for you in the next few minutes. But anyway, we'll continue with the chat. So come here, P.T. Barnum. We all probably know him. If you're not a student of the circus or history, you probably know P.T. Barnum from The Greatest Showman, the Hugh Jackman movie. And this is Barnum. This is all about P.T. Barnum and the circus and everything. So where do you come in on this? You are playing Barnum himself, right?
I am, yeah. I can't believe it, really. My kids are so excited because I've got a son, Alfie, who's 12, my daughter Betsy, 15 now, and they love The Greatest Showman film with Hugh Jackman and the story. Obviously, that's been sort of modernised in recent years, but the Barnum musical originally was in 1981 with Michael Crawford at the Palladium in London, and was a massive hit, and it went to Broadway with Jim Dale from the Carry On films.
Yeah.
It's timeless and it's stood the test of time, hence why it's back now, and we've got, you know, sold out audiences around the country at the moment, and families and kids, and it's just a great story, and it's based on a true story. P.T. Barnum that created and started the circus and was the first guy to put it on wheels and take it around the country and then around the world, and all these famous acts. And he's a really interesting character chap to play because he was very selfish in many ways and very driven, but very, very ambitious and had this massive passion for the circus and wanting everyone from the working class to the upper class to enjoy the circus and all his famous acts. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I will say is, for a lot of these kinds of shows, when you get the main role, it's a big deal and it demands a lot of you, and you're going to make sure your voice is ready to do all these shows in a row. Physically, you've got to be able to sing and dance and move and act and do all these things. I don't think there are many shows where you need 6 months tightrope training, Lee.
I know. Well, it's actually 2.5 years.
Oh my God!
That I'm at, but I've done it. I don't know how I've done it, Dave. But in 6 months training, I've managed to get up on the wire. Yeah, it's the scariest thing. It's crazy, really. I mean, it's like a 1 centimeter metal wire. It's 2 meters up in height and 6 meters in length. And I'm scared every time I step on it, and the technique kicks in, but half of it's psychological, really, as well. You've got 2,000 people watching you, and the spotlight on me as well, and there's a drum roll, and I still can't believe I'm doing it, to be honest, but it's a great buzz, and it gets a massive reaction from the audience
as
well.
Now, often, you know, live theatre, things can go wrong. I mean, I have told this story many times. I'll give you the brief, abridged version, but I was doing Jesus Christ Superstar at one point in my fledgling school production.
Great
musical. Unbelievable. I was Simon Zealots, and at one point I did a really sexy dance where I knee slid left and right, and as I did that, my pants split from belt all the way around to the back.
No,
and my white undies were on show for everyone. Obviously, those kinds of utterly humiliating things can happen. However, I wasn't 2 meters up. on a rope where, that, as you said, is a centimeter wide and 6 meters long. What happens if, I don't want this to happen, and I'm sure it won't happen, what happens if you do come a cropper and you're heading down to the stage?
Yeah, well, there's no safety net and there's no mats, but I'm trained to jump off. It's a split-second decision. So yes. Once you're up there, if I feel that I'm going to fall off, I've got to fight to stay on or make the choice myself to jump off. You can't get to... You can't get to a point where you just fall off because then you'll do real damage.
Sure. You've got to make the choice.
So in that split second, I've got to lower myself down and turn and jump down. But it's yeah. But I think most Barnums, I've got across the wire first time, but Brian Connolly's played the role and Paul Nicholas and obviously Michael Crawford. But most Barnums that play the role generally get across second, third time.
Gotcha.
But what's crazy is that a stage door after the show. I fall off first time, sometimes a second time, and get across the third time. And people said, "Oh, was that you doing that on purpose?" I was like, "No, it wasn't at all." I genuinely fell off. You know, but they think I was just doing it.
A testament to your acting. I think the fact that you could have people believe in that.
Yeah.
Great connection for us, of course, at the moment is that it's choreographed by Oti Mabuse, who we are all glued to the telly on because she is doing Dancing with the Stars here in Ireland, and she's on our tellies every Sunday night, and then she's choreographing. This. How do you find her?
Well, I'm fortunate I didn't get to meet her. Actually,
oh, it's just the choreography, right?
Yeah, so she choreographed the show because she's so busy. She's doing a filming and everything else. But I've heard she's a lovely lady. But her choreography is in the show, obviously. But there's assistant choreographers and Jess, who's amazing, who's been helping us out with the show as well and staging everything. But yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to meet. So, but hopefully in the future, she
well, hope
come
so.
To the
yeah,
show again at some point.
She's so nice. So I really hope you do get to meet her. This is running from in April, from the 14th to the 18th of April. Have you done anything on stage in Ireland before?
Yeah, I was trying to think today, actually. I did a RTE concert. A huge concert with my show and a big orchestra. Oh, it would have been at least 17 years ago now.
Wow, okay, wow.
But
since then, not much, no.
I think that's the only thing I've done. So it's my first proper time coming to Ireland with a big musical, a big show.
And are you looking forward to spending time in Dublin, obviously, because you're there for the week. You'll have a lot of time to kind of go and explore.
I can't wait for a couple of Guinnesses. Yeah, it's going to be lovely. Yeah.
But definitely
not,
will.
Not while I'm on the wire. It'll be my day off.
Of course, so, of course.
But I just love the Irish. I mean, I can't wait to see everyone. I've got some friends there as well, so it'd be nice to catch up with people. And it should be a fun week.
It definitely will. Lee, we're dying for it. We can't wait. April 14th to the 18th in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's Barnum, the musical. Get your tickets. Do not be disappointed. You want to see Lee Mead up on a high rope. It's going to be absolutely brilliant doing tightrope walking. Lee, thanks for taking the time for chatting to me today. I really appreciate it. And I've got, as I said, I had some good news for you. Song 81 is actually the chorus. It's not you two with or without you, but it's the chorus. So I'm going to play that for you now if that's cool, all right?
Oh, brilliant.
All right, Lee, thanks a million. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you
soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
81. Dave Moore on Today FM.